Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Matthew chapter 19 records the coming of a wealthy young man to the Lord, asking what good thing he might do to inherit eternal life. To me, it appeared strange that he would ask if there were one thing he could do for the sake of eternal security. That may not be the correct foot on which to start. His phrasing of the question in this manner reminds me of a lot of church members who do indeed desire eternal life, as everyone should, but who do not want to do any more than they have to do to demonstrate their faith and love for God. When Jesus replied that the young man must keep the commandments, he responded by asking Jesus which of the commandments he was supposed to observe. Again, his question implies a thought as disturbing as the one before, for it appears this fellow thought some commands were good to keep and some did not need as much to be observed. Surely God gave no instructions that are not important, yet it's not an unusual person in this modern age who observes God's laws with selectiveness. The Lord offered this young man a sampling of the moral laws which were intended to govern the lives of every God-fearing individual. He replied that he had kept all these things since his youth and wondered if there were something else he could do. Jesus told him to sell all his goods and give them to the poor in order to have treasure in heaven. The man left sorrowing because of the greatness of his wealth. Yet if he had stayed to hear all that Christ had to say, his sorrow could have turned to joy. The Lord promised 100-fold to anyone who left home, family, and property for his sake, and this was in addition to eternal life. Therefore, it becomes clear Jesus was not requiring of this man to become a pauper, but to be a disciple. Instead, he was offering to make him wealthier than he had ever been. This is especially true when one considers the worth of God's material considerations for us, combined with the eternal spiritual benefits of sainthood. What a shame that the young man did not hear all the Lord had to say on this subject. What a shame that many still hear only a portion of the Lord's revelations, then turn away before they hear the rest. But may God richly bless you, and have a great day.